Good evening, Wealth Circle K.
Hi, this is Dave. I'm calling from the corporate office for Circle K.
Uh-huh.
How are you doing this afternoon or evening, excuse me?
Fine.
All right, awesome. I'm actually calling. I've actually got a report from our Circle K corporate department of health. It looks like there might be a contamination issue with the most recent shipment of the Pepsi-Cola soda.
Okay.
Do you know when your last shipment came in? Was it within the last week or prior to that?
It should have come in just earlier this week.
Okay. So it's quite possible that you might have ended up getting a contaminated batch, which we will need to swap out. Do you have one from that case nearby so we can inspect the bottle?
I'm walking back to back where they stored it now.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Let's find Pepsi. Find Pepsi. Yeah, there's a Pepsi. Pepsi Wild Cherry. Is it just regular Pepsi?
Yes, just the regular Pepsi.
I see Wild Cherry.
Well,
okay. I see Diet Pepsi, so I've got one here.
Okay. And one of the ways we could find out if it was part of that contaminated batch is looking at the UPC code. Is the first digit at the beginning of the UPC code, is it starting with a 9 or an 8?
I don't see a 9 or an 8 on either one of them.
Okay, there should be like a digit at the very beginning. Like usually it's kind of a smaller number toward the...
Right, so it shows a 0.
A 0. Oh, okay, so yes, that is part of it then. The 9s and the 8s are the good batches. Anything that's not a 9 or an 8 is part of the potentially contaminated. And it's basically what happened with this batch is the carbonation was not put in properly, so the soda is basically glass. Just to make sure that, you know, see if those ones were affected, because not all of them were. We need to see if it's carbonated. Would you give the bottle like a couple shakes and see if you see bubbles inside?
Building, okay. I'm building up pressure inside anyway.
Would you be able to give the cap a little twist and see if anything drips out of the side?
There was some pressure from it.
Okay, so it did have some pressure release when you twisted
yes.
the cap. Okay, awesome. So it looks like that one was fine. Now, but just to make sure before I can write this off, it's done. Do you have a couple more bottles so we could perform the same test on?
Oh, yes, sir. That one buzzed up. Oh, yeah. You might have even heard that when I had it by the phone.
Yeah, I heard that one a little bit.
Here's another one. Oh, yeah, that one. I ain't even got to worry about opening that one. That sucker's pressured up big time. I felt it pressure up.
Okay.
I can't squeeze that bottle.
Okay. All right.
You want me to check any more?
Yeah, let's just check a couple more, because sometimes, you know, different cases can have some from different badges. We just want to make sure
right.
that everything's all set for customers.
Right. Okay. Let me go back to the storage area and see if we got any back there.
Okay.
Yeah, there are some. These have all got zeros on these, too. Oh, that one works.
Okay. Awesome.
Yep. These all seem to be good.
Would you be able to shake one up? This time, remove the cap all the way up.
I'm going to the mop sink.
Awesome. Perfect.
Yes, it was spraying out.
Without shaking a bottle, grab a bottle of the Pepsi. You're going to need to put one of the Mentos mints in it and see if it fizzes over.
All right. Now I got to find Mentos.
Okay.
Found the Mentos.
Okay.
I have an idea. If it starts spraying up high, I'm going to put a bucket over the top of it to keep from going up too high.
That would probably be a wise idea.
I occasionally have them. You know, sometimes I have a good idea. Not always, but sometimes. Got the bucket. All right, I'm putting the phone down so I can do this.
Okay.
And the Pepsi has not been shaken and is open, so I'm fixing to do the menthols. I got to open the menthols up. Phone is going down.
Okay.
I was still trying to drop those in when it was starting to shoot up.
Okay, awesome.
Because
well,
my hand, it was chasing my hand up, trying to get my hand out of the way. I got the bucket over just in time.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, and I'm glad to know that everything was all set. Well, you have a great evening, and thank you so much.
You too, and take it easy.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.